listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Back after a few weeks of no recording due to
Jared's hard drive died.
So my hard drive died sadly and unexpectedly right after I recorded the show too.
Yeah, but that show sucked, so we're kind of glad.
This one probably will too, but hey,
no, but that show sucked because Jared miscalculated the times of the songs and he was like, we're playing like 87 minutes and it was like really just 10 minutes and he just didn't do math very well.
But now we are back with a fresh hard drive, fresh program, and a lot of new music from countries like Finland and Estonia and New Zealand and the United States and other places. I almost said Indiana, but that's not a country.
That would be a state.
So we got a ton of music coming at you the next few weeks. Yes. And I'm going to flail my arms around like a... and probably hit the computer. Gina's a little under the weather.
I'm sick. And because of that, I am tired. And I am sorry, but... I'm not going to be energetic Gina right now.
Gina's not going to be exciting and screaming and throwing pencils at the equipment, as in previous episodes of the show.
Yeah.
So that first band was Thrust Moment out of Finland. You can check them out at myspace.com/thrustmoment. The name of the track was Rumor Has It, and they're out of Finland, but I do not know which part of Finland.
Wait, what band was it?
Thrust Moment.
Oh.
You got Thrust at the moment.
Oh, I was reading this, Finland.
Finland, as I do the thrusting motion.
Yes.
For Thrust Moment.
Very nice.
Giggity, giggity.
So I was wearing Guinness on his shirt.
Oh, yeah, I enjoy Guinness. I wish there was a Guinness in the fridge. I'd have one right now.
There's not.
There's no Guinness in the fridge.
There's some other beer, I'm sure, though.
Oh, well. We'll get that out eventually. Yeah. It's not good to talk and drink.
Okay.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure you've never done that before. Oh,
I'll be like, the name of the band is MySpace. Website is thrustmoment.com/Finland.
And that, I could see that happening.
So maybe I should get a...
And that happens without Jared having alcohol.
Yeah, I'm pretty ridiculous. I fall asleep a lot in the middle of doing things. There's also a golden duck sitting across the room. We record the show in various locations with our equipment.
Right now we're in the basement.
We've still been meaning to upgrade the microphones and buy some nice microphones that we can like hook up and like talk with.
Have we?
Be cool.
That was new.
Yeah, there's this cool little kid, these little microphones.
Jared like thinks he tells me things and he doesn't.
I forget sometimes.
He like tells other people and like forgets to tell me.
Well, it's a good thing. See like the fans all pissed off?
I know.
I guess it's good it works.
It's pissed. Yeah,
my hard drive won't blow up again.
Hopefully.
So if you ever buy an Apple computer, buy the extended warranty. This crap breaks a lot.
And if you're me, it breaks more. Hard drive.
And an external hard drive, which stores all of my Face of Black stuff, and more.
Yeah, because Jared had an external hard drive, which is why he's not crying at the moment.
Yeah, it was a bit of a pain in the ass.
But
it's like having a fresh new computer. It's like fresh start.
I would cry if I didn't have an external hard drive and my computer died.
Yeah, she just got one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, kids, it's like never save your data unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good. I would have cried because I have lots of music on my computer, both from Red Face of Black and from my own personal collection.
Yeah.
I hate to see it be all destroyed, as well as all the episodes of Red Face of Black we recorded over the past year and a half.
How do you make those faces? Like, how do your eyebrows go into that? Like, that doesn't...
They can't see that.
I know, but...
Like, switch on the camera.
I need to...
You can start recording that.
Record your face.
And then you can post it up there on Red Face of Black?
Just record your eyebrows, because your eye... Yeah, exactly that. I'm not so sure how that works.
I'm trying to get the one eyebrow to go up, but you guys can't see that.
I can't do that at all.
I think we're special. Which we may be. And that
Okay,
on that note, we're not going to play another song yet, because we're going to talk about my eyebrows some more.
No, I'll do that when we come back.
So I'm going to play a song, and then more about my eyebrows. I think we're going to save a long song for the end.
That sounds like a good plan.
I think we will go to Auckland, New Zealand for this next band.
Yes!
The name of the next band is Sinate. Sinate. Their MySpace is myspace.com/sinate05. And they're out of Auckland, New Zealand. And the name of the song is Pain, Blood, Death.
You're done.
Smells like chicken.
Ew, what? It doesn't smell like chicken at all.
I just figured I'd blurt out smells like chicken. Because when that song was playing and then I was thinking about the eyebrows, I thought about, do you smell what the rock is cooking?
Oh.
And then for some reason I thought of chicken. I have no clue why.
I
had a chicken sandwich yesterday, maybe that's why.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I completely lost Gina on that one. My train of thought was completely random. The song was playing, it was heavy and loud. You were talking about my eyebrows, and then I thought about The Rock, you know, Dwayne Johnson, and how he does that little
thing
with his eyebrow.
That's the thing. That's what I was going to say.
And well, do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
It wasn't about Dwayne Johnson, but
he's not cooking chicken.
In the book I'm reading, it's on that series.
The hell does this have to do with my eyebrows?
All the time. Every single time. They always have this. The book I'm reading is the Twilight series, but I'm on the last one, Breaking Dawn. And the main character, Edward, he's a vampire, which has nothing to do with this, but...
At least Monkey Dance, it's like, I love that book!
They always have... The writer always has him raising one eyebrow. Every single time I read that, I try and do that. So I'm sitting there staring at this book going like, is that? And I can't ever do it. I can't raise one eyebrow, ever. Is this... I look functionally retarded when I'm trying to do it. Jared can't do it either. So, like,
I got it.
You got... No, that's both eyebrows.
No, the one's up one the other.
That's both eyebrows.
Oof.
So, like, then I was wondering in the movie, like, if they're going to make this kid... Because they're making the book into a movie. Or the first book into a movie, at least. If they're going to try and make this kid raise one eyebrow, like he always does in the book. And I don't know if he's going to be able to. Because I can't do it. Oh, wait. There we go. But see, my eyes closed. And I look retarded.
We should get people to send in pictures of them doing the one eyebrow.
No.
See how many people get it. Can any of you out there raise one eyebrow?
There's several people who can. And I think one of my friends, I think Sarah can. But I don't remember. Someone I know can do it
so I would like
well.
To see it. So send it to us if you can raise one eyebrow. Yeah. Or not. Whatever the hell. I don't really care either way. But I'm just curious to see if there's people who can do it. I've never seen a girl actually do it. I've seen guys do it all the time.
No, I'm pretty sure Sarah can do it.
I know somebody who can do it. Oh, there goes my pen. Getting like Gene here, throwing the pens around and stuff.
Well, somebody's got to take over my
But
job.
Apparently I bend my eyebrows in a really weird, odd way. I don't know.
Right. Alright, so this is nice and silent because I'm watching Jared.
So I could just make faces for the rest of the show and it would be fantastic and entertaining.
Oh, yes, it would be fantastic and entertaining.
I'm surprised you're not talking more about your book. Gina's read more books in the past week
my book.
Than she's read in the past 4 years of her college career.
I love my book. I love it. I have gone through. I'm in the middle of the fourth book, and it's only been like 2 weeks, and I'm hoping to finish my fourth book soon.
Can you imagine how many books it is to read? Somebody out there is like, oh, I love that book.
It's awesome.
I read a lot of books,
and I cannot wait for the movie.
Some people's like, what's a book?
I keep finding all this stuff on YouTube about the movie, either like trailers or like scenes and stuff. I'm so excited. I am such a little kid.
You definitely are.
I am.
You are.
I am. Definitely. We also played with like 107 of my cousins today, because I have about 107 cousins, and they're all, like, under the age of 10, so we just ran around with little children all day.
Yes, that's what we do in our spare time. There was one little kid who was wearing a SpongeBob shirt, so I got all the little kids to call him SpongeBob, and he's like, my name's not SpongeBob, it's Jimmy!
He eventually stopped caring, everyone just called him SpongeBob.
Finally he started turning around, I was like, that kid's gonna have issues later in life. He's gonna go into a job interview and be like, well, SpongeBob, what can you do? My name's Jimmy. We're just going to forget his name.
No, I'm pretty sure he'll be okay.
I like messing with little kids sometimes. It's fun.
I know you do.
What do you mean?
Jared thinks he knows what he's doing, and, like, the kids just... It doesn't work.
Okay, I like messing with little kids.
How are you messing with a little kid? You're calling him SpongeBob. It's on his shirt.
Because I'm cool. I want to be like a little kid. I wasn't cool when I was a little kid.
No.
I got to reclaim my test.
Jared used
to reclaim
people.
My class
like, he didn't do anything. He used to just tap people repeatedly until he got an answer.
I was just an annoying bastard.
He was. He was a very annoying little boy.
He was turning into like a doctor, Red Face of Black with Dr. Phil or something.
No, because then I would tell you why you're...
Can you do the Dr. Phil voice?
No.
No? I can't do the Dr. Phil voice either.
But there was this...
Ah, comedian Frank Caliendo does the Dr. Phil voice.
This is true.
And the Dr. Phil acting. Mm-hmm. And all that stuff.
Yes.
And, Now that I bored Gina for a few minutes, it's time to play another song. Because that's pretty much how it goes around here. We just, you know, I talk, she talks, and then I talk again, and then she gives me that look.
I wasn't talking. Even looking at you. I just yawn.
Also, your watch.
I'm just tired down. In general. My watch is not upside down.
So this next band is out of Everett, Washington, in the United States.
Yes. Washington.
There's a telephone ringing in the background. The name of the band is With Scars to Prove. You can check them out at myspace.com/withscarstoprove. And the name of the track is Codpiece. I have no clue why it's named that. But enjoy Codpiece. Charles Barkley, terrible.
Terrible.
See, because now everybody's going to think we have a line to call into the show when we record it, even though we do not. This random buzzing noise in the background now. Did you hear that phone ring? It was like crystal clear ringing in the background.
Good times.
Somebody's going to be like, hey, I want to call in the show. I actually have a few people ask that before. Really? Like, well, how can I call in your show? Like, it's not live. Well, can I call in when you record it?
We don't know when we do it.
There actually apparently is a way to do it, but you have to do it at the same time every week.
Well, yeah, I know.
Through our servers, podomatic.com.
We used to do it, remember when we had the show with Sal and people used to call in all the time?
Yes, back in the college days where people would call in live.
Back in the college days. We're still in college. It's just that you're not at LaSalle.
Okay, we moved off in the college world. But, in the radio level, I don't know, we're don't know if we moved up, down, or further, or evolved.
We just
evolved.
Moved in a different way. Perfect. We evolved. All right, good. We're like Darwinism of
See, look, and that's radio. A perfect into the next topic that we're going to talk about briefly.
Oh, yeah.
And really, it is a brief topic because it really wasn't that good. We had a chance to watch the movie 10,000 BC, and I know some of you are like, oh, that movie came out like 6 months ago. What are you guys, idiots? It
came out in March.
Yeah.
I never see movies.
We're a little behind in the times. But I got a copy for my friend, so I decided I would check it out. And it was all right. A lot of woolly mammoths. One got killed. Some sort of bird creatures that I swear didn't exist ever, and they just made up because it looked like giant ostriches attacking people.
Everything existed.
But it may have, so if you know your history from 10,000 BC, then check it. Because, I don't know, weren't you saying that some people are going to watch it and quote it and be like, they spoke perfect English in 10,000 BC?
Yeah.
And there were dinosaurs. Even though there weren't dinosaurs.
No, dinosaurs were way before that.
Then that movie wouldn't have lasted like a second with critics if they actually had dinosaurs in it, people in the same movie. Jurassic Park's an exception to that rule. Of course.
Well, yeah, because that's supposed... Aren't they making Jurassic Park 4?
Yeah, apparently they're working on Jurassic Park 4, which has nothing to do with whatever we do on the show.
Jurassic Park is not a good idea, but...
I mean, it's a terrible idea. It's terrible.
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 TRBL, terrible.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Oh, Charles Barkley. But yeah, it's supposed to be a Jurassic Park something 4, and it's probably going to suck, because the guy who writes them, Michael Crichton, only wrote one book, and then they pressured him to write another book for the movie, and then write another book for another movie. And now they're trying to write another book for another movie. So it wasn't like he wrote a bunch of books and people were like, oh, we should make movies on them eventually. It was theirs, just make them because...
See, at least in my series, she already wrote 4 books and they're supposedly making 4 different movies.
Michael Crichton got gypped, though.
Because... Did you ever see Michael Crichton's Congo? Did you ever read Congo?
No, that's a disturbing movie.
I read Congo and then I had to...
That's some disturbing shit right there.
I read Congo and then saw the movie and it was like one of those projects that you needed to do, like, for, like, summer work. Or something like I had to do it in order to like work for freshman year of high school, like the summer before or something. And the opening scene of Congo was just an eye rolling across the screen, and I was like, "Oh shit!"
Michael Crichton's a good writer; nobody can doubt it. But apparently, with all the Jurassic Park sequels, they would pressure him. He'd write a book, and then they change half of it anyway for the movie. But I don't think that happened with Congo because Congo was a slightly disturbing movie.
I had to read Congo. Well, when I read Congo and watched Congo, it was for my bio class.
This is like the reading hour. Yeah.
Yeah, all I want to do is, besides the show, yes, I love the show, but I just want to, like, finish my book.
Kick back and relax. On that note, we're going to end it with a nice, long, 6.5-minute song. But seriously, there's some great solos in it, great guitar work, great musicianship.
Yeah, it goes up and, not up and down, but, like, it goes, like, from, like, harder
starts out
to,
heavy
like,
as
softer.
Shit, and then gets nice melody, and then comes right back, and these musicians don't miss a beat with it. The name of the band is The Dagger Rebellion. Check them out at myspace.com/TheDaggerRebellion. The name of the track is Sentenced, and they're from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for tuning in, and tune in again next week.
You're I'm gonna go to the top of the top.